Hello.
Kendra.
Ken.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I just want to let you know that you're still my friend.
Oh, what did I forget? What did I ruin?
You didn't do anything. I deleted Facebook.
Oh my God.
I'm such a dork.
Congratulations. Yeah. So happy for you.
Solely because I was bored on a train. And that's when the big work happens.
That is. Everyone says that.
I've been trying to get rid of it for a while.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I've already tried to go back to it like 12 times.
Really?
Yeah.
You're in.
Just to look certain people up.
Just to be like, ooh, I wonder how they're...
Yeah. Just for like your regular creeping. Not too bad. Just like every day.
No deep
dig. I already miss it. But I don't really miss it. I don't. I didn't do it for a long time because Instagram, you know?
But you still have your Instagram.
I do, yeah. They're both owned by Facebook.
I know. Yeah,
so
yeah.
So it's like, who cares? But
yeah. They get more data on you from Facebook.
Apparently, their messenger, and like apparently they've just been listening to people.
To you.
To me, yeah. So what do you think about
Even
that?
Even though they should just listen to the podcast. I wonder if they've ever thought of just
freaking
listening to the podcast that we put out for them.
That's why I actually deleted it. The numerous requests I've made on behalf of us that mm-hmm. they listen as an entity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To 2 degrees.
As Facebook. All caps.
All caps, yes.
We're talking about the business side.
Facebook! Oh, good riddance.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, professionally, I cannot get rid of it.
Oh, that's
it's
right.
It's like literally.
Can you say anything bad about business. It? Did I put you in a bad position right
no,
now?
No, no, no.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
Ken, you're like ruining my career. My freelance career is ruined.
I didn't, yeah. Well, Kendra's always wearing Facebook blue. I just want to let people know that. She's a big fan.
Yeah, no, no, no.
But,
but I'm happy for you, and I wish I could follow in your footsteps.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
Oh, man. What a day that'll be. It'll be like the day that we decided to name this podcast after a great American.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who that American is.
Yes. Speaking of Perry Gilpin.
We are. 4 degrees. 3 degrees.
Of Perry Gilpin.
Okay.
It's been so long, Kendra.
It's technically just been 2 weeks, but it feels like one eternity.
It feels like, yeah. Well, for me, it feels like two eternities.
Oh,
and I guess
God.
There you have our friendship in a nutshell, I would say.
It's two eternities long. Yeah. Yeah.
Hasn't been even a decade.
Yeah.
Feels like a millennium. Millennium.
Speaking of millenniums.
Oh.
Beep, beep. You.
That guy loves it. Well, first we should say.
You watched something about a Millennium Falcon.
It's not part of it. Come on. Don't mock the Star Wars, you know,
yeah.
people.
Okay.
Because they don't like that.
Because it's you.
Yeah, because it's me. I actually think I'm just underneath the annoying level of Star Wars fandom.
I think you are hopeful.
Hopeful?
That is true, but I'm not sure that
is accurate.
A new
hopeful?
No.
You think I'm annoying about it, really?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Ken,
oh, God.
I've never said anyone's annoying in my life. You're not going to be the first. I haven't said it publicly out loud in front of someone ever.
You tend to find a lot of people annoying.
So.
Yeah, watch The Mandalorian.
Well, first of all, Disney Plus came out.
Yeah. And
fuck that.
And I gobbled it up like mm-hmm. the, you know, consumer that I am. You know, part of it was really...
I have to sneeze. Yeah. It's not coming, though. Because you noticed it.
My fault. There you go. Knew it. No, part of the reason I got it was because of The Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. I thought it looked pretty good. And then I was like, all right, you get this other stuff. I really like the... some of the like old weird movies that are on there that I'll watch like for 5 minutes and be like, oh, I remember this as a kid and then never watch it again.
So I hadn't realized that I could watch every Disney Channel original movie on there.
I think it's all on there, yeah.
That's interesting.
Like
to
one
me.
I saw was the like Mr. Boogity or something like that, which I remember a friend of mine.
It's not the movie I was thinking.
No,
of.
No, I know. No, this is not a good movie, but I remember being scared. That's
scared.
How scared I was wow. of the boogeyman when I was a kid. And then I went over to a friend's place and she put on Mr. Boogity. And it freaked me out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They end up killing him or getting rid of him by... Well, they end up getting rid of him, you know.
Via murder.
Via murder by vacuum.
Okay. Yeah, actually, speaking of Luigi's Mansion, that's the whole plot line. You do is suck things up with vacuums.
Were we speaking of Luigi's Mansion?
I was.
Or is your brain just constantly going over Luigi's Mansion?
I'm just always turning into Luigi, yeah.
Luigi. So I watched The Mandalorian. They've released 2 episodes so far.
But I could watch Xenon, not just Xenon Girl of the 21st Century, but I could also watch the 2nd and the 3rd, Z3.
I don't know what that show is.
The movies?
I don't know what that is.
It was Xenon. She was like,
I don't know if those are on there. Did you check it out?
I've heard that they're on there.
They didn't release everything. They're doing that thing that Disney does, which is why, honestly, we're all in for it soon. Because they're going to start like holding back on things, putting things in the vault. They're not like treating Fox material right because they don't give a shit about it. It's like...
I just think Xenon, from what I've heard, rumors on the internet tell me that Xenon will be there.
Well, I'm sure people weren't lying. Honestly. But I do think this is the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
For like everyone kind of getting along.
It's gross.
I think it's going to be bad. But anyway, Mandalorian kind of got the service for it. Service is fairly cheap right now. They're roping you in so that later on you'll pay that premium, Kendra. Or you'll just use my login. We'll see how that goes.
It's that
one. Oh, yeah. It's that one. Yeah. So the show is kind of...
It's a show?
It's a show. Yes, it's a show. It's an 8-part show. This is why
we have too many shows, Ken.
This is why I was excited, though. But they didn't inundate with, like, we have this many shows. They had a few things to roll out.
But
this was the main thing.
Why wasn't it in a movie? The whole Star Wars thing is movies.
Here's my problem, though. It's an 8-episode show. It's the really, like, the corner piece of their, like, push for this new service. And the episodes are 25 minutes long. It's a drama.
It's a drama?
It's a drama.
Wow. Like, I actually kind of appreciate that. I think we should start cutting down our dramas.
Yeah, but...
I hate, like, when Westworld's like, it's an hour long, and I'm like, well, I'll only watch first
season.
No, but
part of the fun in it is living in the world. Like, it's not like, say, a Fleabag, right?
Yes.
Where this is a tight, sort of
I'm just saying, I've never been like, I wish that show was longer. Well, like, ever.
You've never thought that. Even with The 100. You liar.
No, those
are 40 minutes.
You're right.
Right. What minutes. If they were 25? You'd be crying right now.
Honestly, I think I'd be fine with it. I think I'd be like, yay.
You've always said 100 should be 100 minutes per ep, is what you've said. No, but it should be longer. Basically, if you're
doing a drama,
if you're advertising
as a thing,
you're thinking, some people are thinking at least 45 minute show, like 8 episodes of it. Oh, we're getting some good stuff.
Yeah.
It's 25 minutes. It just seems a little chintzy to me.
Mm-hmm.
And
even technically 42, I think you could get away with.
Right. Even though there's no commercials or anything, but.
Right, but they don't need the future person to know that. They're like, oh, they must have made it with commercials at first.
Right. Yeah.
What? This must have been on AMC.
The future person. imagine that person caring or thinking about that at all. But yeah, because they won't be here.
And they certainly won't be watching Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian. I don't know. So well, we'll see. We'll see if it'll stand the test of time. All right. So it starts.
Who's the man?
Pedro Pascal.
DeLorean.
Honestly, who is one of my favorite part of Game of Thrones, the Red Viper.
I need a few more details.
He is the man that goes to, in my favorite scene of all of Game of Thrones, he goes to Tyrion, and he says, I will be your champion. I will fight for you against the mountain. And
right.
he ends up, he's winning against the mountain, but he gets a little too cocky, Kendra.
Yeah.
And then he gets his head caved in by the mountain.
I didn't like that at all. I can't believe that was your favorite scene.
No, not the head caving. No, the talk he had with Tyrion.
Oh. Because
he talks about coming to see him when Tyrion was a kid and how his sister would call him a little monster. And he's like, I didn't see a little monster. I saw a little boy. And he's like, I thought these people were monsters. Talking about his sister and brother.
Mm.
His sister. And he's like, these people. Like, he's basically saying, like, these aren't good people. Like, I will fight on your side because they are not decent. They treated you, their brother, like a monster. It's a great scene.
Yeah.
But he's in this. We don't see him at all.
You haven't met him yet?
He is the Mandalorian. They wear armor, including a helmet, so you just hear his voice.
Wow.
Literally could be anyone doing this part.
I love that.
Because the things he says, he's pretty laconic dude. It's not a lot. It's a lot of, like, head turning, like, huh? Stuff like that.
Could you tell me what the definition of laconic means?
Oh, like basically man a few words.
Oh.
Like not, yeah.
So he didn't really put in much work on this one.
I don't know.
He probably was sweating inside that costume.
I'm sure. I mean, so
I'm sure.
So it starts off, they establish that he's a bounty hunter. He brings
Does
in a
bounty.
Does
he have to wear a helmet?
He does. Well, he.
But
no,
do you think they just CGI'd
He's part of a race of people that are their like war gear and their helmet and everything is part of their religion. Like it's it's this big part of their who they are, and so he can't take it off. Like he doesn't take it off. It's him. Wow. And so, but they establish him as a bounty hunter. He picks up some guy in the first episode, and he brings back the bounties to none other than Carl Weathers.
Love that.
He's there. He pays him, and he's like, you know what? I got the inside scoop on a huge deal. This could be a big get. It's basically something no one's talking about, but everyone knows you bring this one in, you make a lot of money. So he's like, I'll get you in touch with the guy. Guess who the guy is? It's Werner Herzog. Everyone's like talking about this because people are like, why is Werner Herzog in The Mandalorian?
Is this all, like, this just feels like the crazy.
Well, it is a little crazy. But anyway, so what ends up happening is he starts this, like, the major journey, right? And he goes out to get this new quarry.
A quarry?
Yeah. Well,
I love a quarry.
Right.
Is like, it a real quarry? Well, it's like a mining quarry?
I meant like a prey, like a quartz? But it's just someone who's trying to collect. They said they wanted him alive.
Sorry, what do you think quarry means?
Quarry means like, it's like a prey.
Wait, a prey. I don't know. Is it Q-U-A-R-R-Y? I thought we were, we were in a location and I was excited. A quarry, no, I love a quarry.
He goes to a desert and he meets a little gremlin type alien who's voiced by Nick Nolte. Like they have a lot of names in this.
But anyway, I'm shocked. I can't believe Disney could get them.
I know. Well, yeah, but it's funny because I actually thought the show was going to look better than it does. It still kind of looks like a TV show, uh-huh. But it is beautiful. It is working so far. It's fun. It's like a little, it's like a sort of space western in a way, and everything's cool looking. And who he ends up going for that time and who he collects is quite a bit of a shock. I'm sure people have seen the memes about it. I don't want to give it away here.
I'd like to know. Can we pause it and you tell me?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah.
So I mean, I'm sure people have seen it, but it's a pretty good show. But again, what's with the chintzy?
Yeah, I mean, Disney? Money doesn't buy you skill.
Happiness?
No, but do you know what I mean? I think that's like a very like that's what people are saying about Apple Plus too.
No, but I think this is a good show that I think would be better with
money,
longer episodes. No, I think they have money. I just think we're trying to.
Does the scenes look good?
So the show's gonna end up being like about 3 hours total, right? And so
that should just be a movie.
It might work out as like this sort of long sort of western where he picks up the person and then it causes issues. Oh, we'll see what happens. I have no idea. All that's good. I'd like to live in 8 hours of this world.
Yeah.
I really would. It's like, it's Star Wars, you know?
I know what you mean.
Fun little planets.
It just seems like if it's going to be 3 hours, why didn't they just make it a movie like I thought it was the whole time?
Right. Yeah. No, it's true. That's what I thought too.
Is the setting nice? Is it pretty?
Yeah, it's a pretty show. Yeah, I like it.
I don't think I'm going to watch it. Do you think I'm going to watch it?
You could. It's 2 minutes long. Just throw it on in the background.
You'd be done in no time. Accidentally watch the whole thing. Whoops.
We also, we have a tradition in my family for Christmas of watching, going to see a movie together during, like, right before Christmas.
Little Women, of course.
Well, usually it's a Star Wars movie. Last year we didn't have that option, so some of us went to Mary Poppins, some of us went to Bumblebee. I talked about that on the show.
Yeah, I went to Bumblebee, Christmas
then
event.
Then my sister this year, right? She's like, yeah, I wanted to see Bumblebee all along. I thought Mary Poppins was so boring. I was like, you started
Can
the
I
Mary
just
Poppins
say,
thing.
It was just Dylan O'Brien's voice.
Yeah.
Right. That's what, and it was gone in 2 seconds. Yeah. And she was like, wait, she didn't see it.
No,
but
she didn't
point
see it.
Is, that's what she came
She doesn't
for.
Like Dylan
she
O'Brien
She probably
either.
Looked at the roster and said, is that Dylan O'Brien?
I guarantee my sister would see Dylan O'Brien and be like, he looks like a twerp. Like, that's something she would say. Like, he's
what about
a twerp.
Maze Runner?
She loved Maze Runner. Okay. But we my sister went and picked up the tickets for the new Star Wars for the whole family.
Sorry, what's the new Star Wars?
It's episode 9. And this is exactly why I brought it up, because everyone in my family was confused about what this movie actually was. And it made me think, do people know what this movie is?
I don't know what it is.
So it's the final movie in this trilogy.
Gotcha.
And it's the ninth and
final
movie.
So this is our
movie.
Last time to see Adam Driver.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Well, he's in 8 other movies right now, so just go see him.
Right,
in those.
I think I'll just watch Marriage Story on Christmas Day.
Perfect.
Just like, oh my
God. I'm actually seeing that this week.
Oh, exciting. Yeah, That's something that...
I'm excited to be punched in the gut.
I like can't tell what I even want to see at movie theaters anymore.
I think honestly it has to do with whenever you're just like, oh, I have some time. What's playing at our local theater that
that's
we don't mention?
That's the only
name?
Way that...
Oh, I'd see that. Right. Okay.
And then you're suddenly there. It's been hard. I realize, why haven't I seen movies in a while? It's been Halloween, and all the movies have been scary movies at the movie theaters.
Right.
I hate this block, like, which is actually a time where I would love to watch movies. Like, October's getting a little chilly. Might be like, oh,
it's starting to turn now. It's starting to turn now. And then, and you actually saw something, didn't you? That's sort of like...
I didn't see a movie theater movie.
Oh, you didn't see a movie theater movie, did you?
No. I mean, I haven't... I'd like to.
What's the last movie theater movie you saw? Was it Dora?
I think it was Dora.
Fantastic.
Which is
Out on video on demand, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Happy to know that.
Yeah.
Honestly, would be great. Probably that's what we should have, how we should have watched it. But I'm glad we saw it.
I already purchased it twice. They had one, and then they had a director's cut with bonus features, and I got that one too.
You bought the standard, and then realized it, and then bought the HD.
I got the Michael Pena special where
that would be great. I bet his director's cut. Well, I mean, his commentary.
If he had commentary, I would. Yes, that would be great. It would be great. No, what did you watch? What did you see? Anything?
I watched...
It's been so long.
I know, but I actually haven't watched that much, which is weird for me.
You've been busy.
But I did watch End of the Fucking World.
It just reminded me, I'm so sorry.
Also, it's like, I'm like, I didn't watch much within a 2-week period. I watched 3 things. Like, what a psychopath that I'm like, oh, I mean, I barely watched anything.
You know the work that some people out there are doing? It's like nightly, they're cranking out like... 3 hours worth of like...
Of watching
content.
So I should be proud of myself, is
you're
what you're
doing
saying.
Great, I think. You've got a nice balance. You do it in a way that makes you feel like you don't have a balance. It's perfect.
Where I'm like, I've watched too much TV. I never finished that show where it looked like it was going to be sad.
What was that?
Looking for Alaska. Two episodes down. Literally, the only thing I have to know is if this one guy got kicked out of the college, the high school in the end. Will I ever find out? If anyone ever finished the show, please let me know. I would love to find out.
Let us know.
Like, I know what's going to happen to the girl, but like, what happened to that guy? He's probably who I cared about the most.
You just gave up on him.
I was thinking I'd like Google it, but I didn't even know like where I would go.
What if you watched, they would be okay? Like, if you had watched, they would have turned out okay, but because you stopped.
Everyone's dead. That's how TV works. It's a tough ride. No, but I watched End of the Fucking World, season 2. Oh,
watch the language here. You
know. I think they put little asterisks on it, but I don't know how
we all know what they mean.
Effing world? End of the effing world?
Well, it's just the one where the U is, right?
Yeah, I think they're trying. They don't care if I say it. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's true?
Who cares what they fucking think?
That was not referring to the title, and therefore that's a swear.
Oh, no!
God, I love that TV show. The first season, it's like these two kids. One kid thinks he's a sociopath. By the way, that plot line gets like he thinks he's a sociopath and is like, I'm going to kill this girl. And then really, it's just like, he is not a sociopath. He's just like had a really tough childhood. And then like slowly, it's just like, oh, I'm a crazy person. Like, I love her. Like, she's the best. And is like just super whatever. And then it ends in a really dramatic way. And it comes back season 2. And it ends in this really dramatic way, season 1. And I was so impressed with how they just bring it back to neutral. You know what I mean? Because even though it ramped up and the energy got crazier, and there was always crazy things would happen.
Mm-hmm.
But the two main characters are these like very mundane, just like kids who just talk with a like...
Yes.
They're just so funny, and they're just so like...
Flat tongue, sort of.
Yeah, but they're British, so nothing can be as flat as... But they're so funny, and just like, the girl's the
best.
Are they
still just driving around together?
Things happen... Well, it's so funny, because...
I haven't seen season 1.
In this first season, I mean, pretty much, it is known what happens. Like, he ends up...
Oh, yeah, that's not known by me.
Well, then maybe I shouldn't tell you. I was going to tell you the very beginning.
Yeah, no.
So they end up breaking into this guy's house... And they're like, oh, this is going to be fine. This guy hasn't been here forever.
And they both murder him.
Ends up murdering him, but only because he is like trying to, like the girl goes to sleep in the bed.
Yeah.
And then he comes in and he's like trying to rape her. And so then
this is what I was, this is what.
But it is so, like, lights and, like, darks of life are just, like, mixed in such a weird way. I mean, like...
The British are good at that.
They're so good at it. Yeah. And, like, it... You don't really know that much about him, but you know he's a bad guy, and you're, like... Then everyone's just, like, covered in blood, and it's, like, kind of very funny. And, like, I don't know. It's just... It's so good.
Was our boy happy that he finally got to kill someone?
No, he was like, that was bad. Right. Okay. He shouldn't have done... Like, I'm glad I did that, but, like, eek.
Yeah, psychopaths don't say eek.
He said eek. Anyway, and then the rest of the show, they're on the run. But little do they know, it's like, that guy actually was a total creep. And, like, he that was not the first time he had done something like that. Okay. So...
So as an audience, we're all on board.
Yeah.
It's okay that he died.
Well, it's just interesting that, anyway, his name, he's like a professor and his name is Clyde. That's the man they killed.
Mm.
And in season one, it opens up on Bonnie, who's like this woman who was like, thought she was his boyfriend or girlfriend. And like, it was in prison, murdering someone.
Is she gonna go after them? Oh, that's pretty fun.
So it's like,
wait,
really
did you watch
fun.
The whole season?
I did.
Okay, because it's like, what, 8 episodes?
Both are 8 episodes, and they're short though. It is a drama, but it is a short drama.
Yeah, it's British though, so
and they're like 25 minutes.
Okay, that's good.
And it's great. Like,
well, listen, I didn't pay for an entire service to watch this and then find out.
Right, you already pay for the service.
I think I do want to watch the show.
I think you would like it. Plus, like, I think the girl in it is so funny. And I just found out that she's like actually like my age. And
you know,
really...
I don't really like funny women. Sorry, you just said you would like that. I don't know. Not my thing.
She's just really good in it. Like, she's very rude to many people that she interacts with, and like there's a moment where she's on a bus and like she has so much going on inside her head,
mm-hmm.
and this guy's like, oh, like kind of like chatting with her, and she's like just like goes in on him, and then at the end is like, and would you mind closing your legs, and just like the whole, she's just like so good.
That's good. Have these actors been in anything else?
I think the kid, the boy, has.
Okay.
But there, her, I'd never heard of before.
Was the last season like 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it was a little bit ago. And I was surprised because I didn't really think there was going to be a season two.
Well, with these British shows, all of a sudden they just pop up.
But I think they're so smart. They like don't really plan on doing it and then they just do it and it's good. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, is there going to be another Lovesick? They didn't end up together, did they?
I don't remember.
We're still waiting.
I might need to rewatch it. I don't remember anything about that show, but that, I will say that is an excellent show, everyone, if we're talking about shows.
It's this boy. He's like played other, like he's played little boys before.
Yeah. He looks like a little boy.
Also, I mean that, this is more what he looks like as like an adult. You know what I mean? Like,
Who's your boy from Lovesick? What's his name? Johnny Flynn?
Yeah.
Apparently a play that he's been in, which is by Martin McDonagh, who happens to be Phoebe Waller-Bridge's boyfriend?
I didn't know she was dating anyone.
Yeah.
I haven't really dug into
some
her
people
life.
Aren't exactly happy about this dating because he is the guy that wrote and directed Three Billboards. So everyone's like, he's a twat.
Yeah.
And it's like,
probably.
He's a British guy that tried to write about race in America and he kind of blew it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
He's written other plays that people really love.
Oh, anyway, he was a play originally.
He's a playwright. Well, I think he just wrote that one for the screen, but he's a playwright. And he wrote a play called, I think, The Hangman. I may be making this up. Johnny Flynn was performing in it across the pond somewhere.
Wow.
And now it's going to be in New York, and someone was like, is Flynn going to be here? And I was like, I wonder if Kendra would want to see that.
I mean, like, should I go watch theater? Yes. Have I ever? No. Did I see that there were tickets to like a live version of Fleabag and could have gotten crappy seats? And was like, I need to do that. And then didn't.
You could have gotten tickets?
Yeah. I mean, they were sold out like very quickly, but there was a moment
but
I
didn't even have that option.
Well, cause you didn't know.
Yeah. I didn't know. Right. And then I didn't realize that someone that I know had access.
Well, I just knew about it. But the point is, I'm a dummy.
I would have liked to have gone to that, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, me too.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. I would have as well, but I didn't because of who I am.
I think it's good. I don't know, because I find myself, there's times where I'm like, why do I keep going to things? But I do enjoy it.
Oh, what?
I mean, just going out.
Yeah, yeah. Like going I think it's good for you. I think it's good for you to go to things. I think I should go to things, but I don't go to things. And that's how we get the yin and yang of this podcast.
I'm really excited.
There's the going out and there's the staying in.
This is something that I do. This is an example. I bought tickets for this coming Sunday to see The Farewell, that movie that I really loved.
Yes.
Again.
I want to see that.
At the Metrograph. Well, I have an extra ticket.
Do you
at
actually?
The Metrograph. Yeah.
We'll discuss the details later.
Yeah. Because the director's going to be there. And I didn't know this till now, but fingers crossed, she might be traveling the country with the grandma from the film, who is in America for her first time, because they were in L.A. together just this weekend. And I'm like, oh, please, Lord God.
Wow.
Like, please both be there, because she's amazing in that movie, and the movie's great. And I was like, I want to see it again.
Yeah.
And it's been so long, too. But that's something that, like, I'm like, oh, let me go buy two tickets to this movie I've already seen. Now I have to find someone to go with me. No one wants to see this. No one wants to hang out with me.
No, I've never seen it. I wanted to see it, but I haven't seen it.
No one likes The Farewell.
This is so not
true.
It's
not one of the highest rated movies of the year. Like, I'm not one of the most highly rated people of the year. Anyway.
Want to know who is?
Who's that?
The sexiest man, John Legend. What were your thoughts on that? That did not bother me at all. I was like,
it didn't bother me, but it's like,
I'm so surprised that everyone was like, what? I was like, he's great. And also, like, have you ever been like, I don't know. I just think sexiest man of the year is the goofiest thing that I've ever heard.
They never picked the sexiest man.
Right. Well, because if they did, they'd be like, a guy who works at a gas station in Minnesota, honestly, he's like prime.
Right, yeah.
Like, they'd be like, it's weird that we all agree it's him. But we all searched the country and we picked him.
Yeah, it's always some goofball celebrity.
That
who's
would be
obviously
so
there.
Funny.
Yeah.
I wish that they did, like,
yeah.
Just like, it was like a talent search. They were just like, yeah, we just found this really,
He's like, hey.
He's a construction worker. Yeah. We're really excited to be able to work with him.
This is interesting, seeing, you know, sort of archetype you're dealing with for sexiness.
I'm just trying to think of like random.
You said gas station. You said construction worker.
I think a gas station attendant's a great. That would be like a very. That'd be a great storyline.
A little grease on the hands, grease on the cheek. You know.
Stop.
Maybe needs.
I'm just
a,
saying. There's
needs a.
A
bath.
Gross. No, I'm just saying that there's more of a like. What do you want me to say? Like a businessman in business world. I'm just saying, we're sick of New York. We want a story in Minnesota or Iowa.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, and I just want to say, I would say the same thing if I was talking about finding the sexiest woman, too. I'd say, we got to get a gas station.
Right, attendant. Yeah. Honestly, so would I.
Honestly, I'm not kidding.
Actually, but here's the real thing. You could only get gas station attendants in Oregon, New Jersey, and the one other state.
How
that
do you
does
know
it
the
for
three?
You. Because I've traveled across the country, and every time you get to that state, you're like, they're like, oh, do you, oh, and you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
You're like, oh, I guess you don't want me to have a job. And they just kind of walk away. I remember they used to have them in Mass, but like,
I mean,
a long
I grew
time
up.
Ago.
Yeah.
Do you remember them at all? That's a good.
No,
way
I mean, I grew up. I shouldn't say where I live, but
you grew up across the street from a gas station.
Yes.
Too much information.
It's too much information, but it was. It's always.
You live near
to
a
this
theater
day.
Now.
To this day, it continues to be a place
was
where they
like a
fill up
school
your gas for you.
Of some kind near you as well?
Stop. You fill up.
Are you part of some municipality?
Oh my God! They fill up the gas still.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's like local, like.
Yeah, it's a local place. Right. See, now too many details have been given.
I find the one gas station in Massachusetts that does that. I think a lot of them do, actually.
I think we should get our connection to Perry open.
Yeah, well, we know it. Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Got that connection.
Hit it, Ken.
Well, I mentioned Nick Nolte earlier.
Yes.
Who's a great actor.
Wait, now that I think about it. Who did we say was in it?
Who
else did you say was in?
Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Pedro Pascal. We had Carl Weathers.
There must be a connection between her and Carl Weathers.
There's got to be. Through Arrested Development, maybe?
Maybe. Okay, sorry. I distracted. You go.
Oh, no, it's fine. Nick Nolte was just in a movie with Woody Harrelson. It was a war movie by Terrence Malick called The Thin Red Line. Happens to have a hell of a soundtrack score. But yeah, Woody Harrelson obviously was on Cheers, but on Frasier.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Clean.
Guessed it on Frasier. And who was on Frasier but Perry Gilpin.
It's great. 2 degrees.
The best.
Okay, well, thanks everybody for listening.
Yeah, thanks so much. We'll be back next week.
Ken's going to post a great Instagram. He's really got it. Really got it percolating, and he's really got it. I think he knows exactly what he's going to post. He knows it already, and he knows he's going to do it. Okay, thanks for listening.